This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado cannabis sales are likely to once again pass the $1 billion mark for 2025, but this year may produce the lowest total for sales in years. Through October, state sales generated nearly $200 million in taxes for the state, that's according to the State Department of Revenue, but the totals are well below the state's biggest years for cannabis sales in 2020 and 2021, when they were nearly doubled this year's likely total. Industry watchers point to a steady supply of recreational cannabis and falling demand as the reasons behind the lagging revenues. There will be 60, even 70-degree weather this week along the Front Range, and it could set records, and that is likely dashing any hope for a white Christmas, unless you're in the mountains. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Dalgo says historically the chance of snow falling on Christmas Day in Denver is actually only 14%.
Now, if you counted a white Christmas as having at least an inch of snow on the ground, it's about a 37% chance. So really, I think people imagine that Colorado is this snowy, gorgeous Christmas scene when really we don't often see snowfall on the actual day, at least here in town. The mountains will be a different story.
So far, the Front Range has only seen about 4 inches of snow this month. Normally, it's more than 20 inches. And more than 50 people were rescued from a stalled ski lift in western Colorado yesterday afternoon. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says after the lift stalled at Powderhorn Mountain Resort, the county's search and rescue helped remove 57 people over the span of 2 hours. No injuries were reported. This is CPR News.